number 11,286, Gary and Veronique Liska, southeast corner of Bayshore Drive and Flounder Avenue, a pedestrian access, and 0.7 mile southeast of Route 16 Broadkill Road, and being lot 17 and half of lot 18, Old Inlet Beach section of Broadkill Beach. Tax map ID is District 235, map 10.6, parcel 28, a variance from the front yard setback requirements.
Mr. Chairman, Tim Willard with Fuqua Yorian Willard, representing Gary Liska. This is Mr. Liska and his wife are the applicants. Beside him is Gary James, who's the builder. I know those lights.
You need those lights on?
I think I can see.
Can we get the lights?
I'm seeing less and less well, but I can see fine.
You can right up there, I believe.
They're all on.
They're all the dimmer?
Oh, the dimmer.
That is dark there. There you go.
A bit more?
That's fine. Thank you very much.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you.
I don't know if, and again, I'm stepping in for Mr. Fuqua, who actually originally worked on this file. I don't know if he submitted, I may have some exhibits. I don't know if he submitted exhibits to you, but I'll have some to pass around when I go through my presentation. This is a Broadkill Beach. The Liskas this March bought a property there, and it was a one-story house on Broadkill Beach. And they took it down to everything but the pilings. The building was located 10 feet into the 30-foot setback. It was 20 feet off of the road, and it needs 30. So it was a non-conforming setback. They went in to get their building permit and were going in to sign for it. And in fact, Mr. Lank informed them that they couldn't sign for the verification that they were within all the building setbacks line because it was a non-conforming. And the trigger was they were changing from one story to two stories, and therefore they were intruding in that second story that didn't pre-exist, the 10 feet. So that's why we're before you today to ask for a variance for the 30-foot setback just on the front. The lot is 75 feet wide with the front on Bayshore Drive, and the rear is bordering the Delaware Bay. The lot is 100 feet deep and is adjacent to a residential lot and a home on the south. And on the north side is a 20-foot wide beach access. So the total lot contains 7,500 square feet. As I said, they had a one-story home on the site that was built on the pilings and is surrounded by a deck on the north side of the bayside. The one-story home and front row of the pilings had a setback from Bayshore of approximately 20 feet. They plan to replace the older home with a new home consistent with other new homes that have been built along the beach, and they hired Gary James here of TG Builders to design the new home and confirm that the existing setback could be maintained for the new home, and this would be considered a renovation, but for the fact that they were going one story into two stories. They removed the older home but did it carefully so that the existing pylons, deck, and steps could be used as part of the new homes. And these weren't passed out, Mr. Fuqua?
No.
I apologize for that. So I'm going to hand this exhibit book up, and perhaps we could pass it along as I go. What's included in here is a site survey, which you already have. And they're also, oh, actually, they're all copies here, so I'll hand them. Just in that package is the site survey, which you already have part of the application, and there are also photographs. And I just referred to Exhibit B, which actually shows the photographs of the Liska's house after the renovations had begun. You'll see the pylons in the first photograph. You'll see the pylons with, they kept the existing deck, which goes to the north side, and then the larger part of the deck is on the bay side of the house. I'm somewhat repetitive here, but under the zoning ordinance, the new first story of the home on the pilings is permitted since it's replacing the one-story home that was already there, but the new home is a two-story home, and since there was no two-story on the original house, this was considered an extension of a non-conforming requiring a variance. So we've requested the 20-foot front setback for the second story being permitted setback for the story. The height will conform with the code requirement, and the new home will be similar in style but not as high as the other homes in the area. And the next three pages you have of that exhibit shows that many, if not majority of homes that are being renovated or refurbished, and some, in fact, that are new. And in fact, if you build a new home in this area, you'd be entitled to the average of the setbacks, because a lot of them are in the setbacks anyway. But you'll see pictures, four homes there that are all two stories with the basement and the garage on the first floor. And there are at least, there are at least 12 to 16 homes just in the vicinity that have similar construction. You also should have received a letter from Joseph and Mary Bell that's in the record. And it says, "Dear," if it's not in the record, I'll read it. "Dear Mr. Lank, this is regarding the request for a variance of Gary and Veronique Liska for property 1702 South Bayshore Drive. We own the home next to the subject property on the north side. We support the Liska's request for a variance to construct a two-floor home. We do not believe it will negatively impact our enjoyment of our property, and we do not believe it will negatively impact the community. In fact, we believe the improvement will add to the character of the community. We hope our views will be considered as the case is evaluated. If we can provide further information, please feel free to contact," signed Joseph T. Bell, and it's dated, received October 21st. You have it in the record? So to summarize, this, the lot is in a unique situation to the extent that the building was in a non-conforming use. I mean, it was non-conforming as it existed before the code. It was 20 feet into, I mean, it was a 20-foot setback instead of 30 before the code was enforced. And the second story cannot be built over the first story without a variance according to your law. And we submit to you that having a second story in this block is a reasonable use. And I think it's demonstrated by the dozen or more reasonable uses in the entire area there. They didn't create it, the non-conforming use that existed when they bought it, and therefore they didn't create the need. The variance will not alter the essential character. Again, I refer to all the neighboring properties that had similar homes. I should add that, and you can hear from Mr. James, who's T&G Builders. He's done hundreds of projects and has a good reputation, I think, in the county for building quality custom homes that will fit similar to the ones you've seen in the pictures. So therefore, it will not alter the essential character. And as to the fifth element, we believe the 10-foot variance is a minimum just to have a second floor. It's actually smaller than, not as high as some of the other homes in the area. So for all those reasons, we urge you to approve this variance request so they can complete the building. In fact, they were ready to go, and unfortunately, this was a necessity that they had to go through, and it's the decision's up to you. Mr. Liska, could you come forward, please?
Has he been sworn in?
Yeah, you have to be sworn in.
I have to be sworn in, sir. Excuse me.
Good evening. Can you state your name and address for the record?
Gary Liska, 1702 South Bayshore Drive, Milton, Delaware.
Do you swear or affirm the testimony you're about to give is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
Yes, sir.
Thank you.
Mr. Liska, the board members may have a question for you, but I just have one. You've heard my presentation to the board tonight. Is it true and accurate to the best of your knowledge?
Yes, it is.
Okay. Excuse me. Are there any questions from members of the board? Mr. Mills?
No.
Mr. Hudson?
No questions.
Mr. Riggers?
No.
Mr. Bergman?
No questions.
And I, Mr. Calloway, have no questions. Excuse me. So, are there any persons here that are in favor of this application?
Mr. Chairman, I have the one letter that he read into the record.
Yeah, that letter in favor. Okay. Is there anyone here in opposition?
I'm sorry to interrupt you, Mr. Chair.
Yes, sir.
Because there are, if you're in favor, there are some people here in favor, and they might have thought that I was going to call them as witnesses, which is not the case. I didn't talk to them much before other than realize they're here. So I think the chairman's call was, if you're in favor of it, you need to identify yourself.
Okay. How many do we have in favor? One, two, three, four, five.
Five.
Okay. Thank you.
They may or may not want to address the board. So.
Okay. Was any of you that would like to address the board, or you just use your hand to show support? Thank you very much. Okay, is there anyone here in opposition to this application? Chair, hearing none, I'll entertain a motion.
Mr. Chairman, I make a motion that we approve case number 11,286. I believe the applicant has addressed the standards and also the fact that he explained the footings there and going up to the second story, which necessitates this variance, couldn't be grandfathered in with the others, that there's a uniqueness to the property. It is 75 feet wide. That's kind of a small frontage, and that's 100 feet deep. So that's uniqueness in itself, and there's a variance that's necessary to enable reasonable use of the property. The unnecessary hardship hasn't been created by the applicant because of the height that it's going up to the second story and the grandfathered pilings that are in there. And a variance will not alter the central character of the neighborhood. And the request of a variance is a minimum that will afford relief. And the request of the variance represents the least modification possible of the regulation in use.
Do I have a second to that motion?
Second.
You have a motion by Mr. Rickard and a second by Mr. Workman that we approve case number 11,286. All those in favor of the motion, Mr. Mills?
Aye, for the reasons stated.
Mr. Hudson?
Aye, for those reasons stated.
Again, Mr. Rickards?
Aye, for the reasons I stated.
Mr. Workman?
Aye, for the reasons that were stated.
Aye, Mr. Calloway, for the previous reasons that have been stated. So by a vote of 5-0, case number 11,286 is approved.